The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, shoplifting is at epidemic levels in many parts of the country, with retailers and convenience store owners calling for tougher sentencing. Our chief reporter, Barry White, is with me now. Barry, good morning.
Hi, Pat. Good morning.
How bad is it?
Well, there's been a huge increase in shoplifting, Pat, especially when you look at the CSO figures over the last 20 years. Some of the biggest jumps between the year 2003 and 2024 occurred in counties like Kildare, Tipperary, Wexford, Wicklow and Limerick. And I'll just give you some examples. There has been a 314% increase in shoplifting in Kildare between 2003 and 2024. While in Tipperary, during the same period, there's been a 227% increase in shoplifting. While in Dublin city centre, 5,400 incidents of shoplifting were reported last year. However, many retailers and convenience store owners in the capital have been telling me that they believe the actual figures are a lot higher, because so many incidents of shoplifting thefts now go unreported. And I've been speaking to Paul Gallagher, Pat. He owns 25 Skechers stores across the country. He owns one on O'Connell Street, and he owns one on Henry Street. And he also owns the Asics store on O'Connell Street. And he says shoplifting by order in particular is spiralling out of control.
All the major cities have a huge problem. The towns have a significant problem. But the really worst area is Dublin 1. We have a store on Henry Street and we have a store on O'Connell Street. And it's a daily experience. Shoplifting in particular is on the increase. And it is spiralling out of control. And there's a huge pandemic of, or epidemic, whatever you want to call it, of shoplifting in Ireland. It's a certain lawlessness in city centres. They don't care because there's zero consequence when they're caught. They're like a slap in the wrist and back out. You hear people 47 previous convictions, 74 previous convictions. That's just having a laugh.
Who is the common shoplifter now? Like you mentioned, there are people with 40-odd, 50-odd convictions.
Yeah.
Is it repeat offenders who are the worst offenders?
There's a lot of repeat offenders, but there's a lot of young offenders as well, right? And there are a lot of professional shoplifters. There's a lot of shoplifting to order. Like guys in a pub robbing a jacket that's worth 200 quid. They get 50 quid in the pub on a Friday night for it. And they're robbing to order. And like some high-end sneaker brands are expensive. I mean, if you're into high-end running shoes, it could be 200 quid or 250 quid or whatever the case may be. You know, and clothing, sports clothing. I mean, if you go into the higher-end brands, like jackets can be 500 or, you know, 1,000 quid or whatever. And like, it's become a profession. There's more brazen, bold, and just simply don't care, you know. They grab 3, 4, 5 jackets worth a couple of hundred quid each and they'll just literally run out that door. And if they get caught, they throw the jackets on the floor. And if the Gardaí come along and they do manage to apprehend them, they're back out the next morning.
Is that the main problem? Is the fact that they know that they're probably going to get away with it?
Well, they are going to get away with it. There are practically zero consequences here. Now, the Gardaí or the justice system will say, oh, we have arrested so-and-so. But for the most part, there are zero consequences for being a shoplifter. So what that says to the world is, you can be a thief in Ireland and we're not going to do anything to you. And I keep going back to zero consequences because there has to be a deterrent. And until the justice system comes up with something that's fit for purpose, for this is only going to get going one way and it's not getting better.
And that's Paul Gallagher, who owns multiple shoe stores across Dublin City. So, Barry, how much is shoplifting actually costing business in Ireland? Do we know?
Well, Pat, the Irish Small and Medium Enterprises Association estimate that retail crime costs retailers here over €1.62 billion each year. Additionally, retail crime costs Ireland almost €340 per capita, meaning the country has the highest cost per capita in the EU for shoplifting. While a survey by RG Data, Pat, found that the cost to 3,500 shops, 4 court stores and supermarkets that they represent is €40,000 per store. And I've been speaking to Mike Gleeson, who has 5 Spar shops in Limerick City, and he told me shoplifting cost his businesses €350,000 in the past year.
Just in around the time of COVID, I don't know what happened. It just kicked off massively and it's been increasing ever since. Epidemic, pandemic, it's like 60% of all crime in Ireland. is retail crime now.
How often does shoplifting happen in your stores then?
Well, every 30 minutes something is happening in each site, whether it's quiet shoplifting, in your face, just walking out and threatening staff.
So you have five stores. How much does shoplifting cost in you a year?
Last year audited €350,000 of stock loss across our five sites.
That's a massive amount of money.
If that was a government department losing that, they'd probably be holding a public inquiry. But because it's independent retailers, it's, I don't know, is it a blind eye that's been shown to it? But our justice system isn't supporting anyone on the ground at all. And I think it's time has come for a sea change in the way it's treated.
We're sitting in one of your shops here in Limerick City. There's a Garda station next door to the shop. Does that not make a difference? Does that not stop people or put people off from shoplifting?
No, it doesn't, unfortunately, because they're not afraid of the consequences of being caught. Yes, and I'm right next door to the guards here in Limerick, and they're in and out all day. But the shoplifter doesn't care. They don't care if they're caught. They have a need and a want, and they fulfil that whether they're getting caught or not. They don't mind being put to jail. And, you know, just recently we had a lady who was sentenced to 6 months for continuous shoplifting and threatening and abusive behaviour to member staff. And she was let out the back door of the jail one day later. So there is no punishment at the moment, but it can be frightening. Just recently in our Punches Cross store, we were holding a violent and aggressive gentleman for 3 hours. I won't even repeat the stuff that he threatened to our members of staff to do to them and their families. And 3 hours listening to that before we got a Garda car out, because there's only one car on that side of town at night.
And that's Mike Gleeson, who owns five Spar shops in Limerick City. Some of the texts coming in. The Garda shoplifting figures are way below the actual. As a retailer, the Garda have no interest in responding or recording incidents of shoplifting. Most retailers don't even report because it's not worth the effort. This one from Deck. I collected my daughter from work at a large supermarket on the south side of Dublin yesterday. She was telling me that people come in and fill shopping trolleys and then just walk out. Half the problem is there are no qualified security personnel at the door. And if they did challenge someone, what kind of abuse would they get? Barry, retail staff getting more and more abuse.
Yeah, it's on the rise, Pat. Verbal abuse and physical abuse of retail staff. RG Data, who I mentioned, they represent more than 4,000 independent grocery stores. They say the levels of abuse and harassment on retail workers is out of control, while the likes of Tesco Ireland say their staff face daily abuse and threats of violence. And Pat, I've spoke to a number of shop workers who've told me they've been spat on, they've been racially abused, and some have even been attacked. And one shop worker in Limerick City told me that someone they caught shoplifting then pulled a needle out and threatened them. So they're just facing daily abuse, daily threats, daily violence for some. And Pat, I've been speaking to Femi. He manages a sports shop in Dublin city centre, and he says aggression towards staff is on the rise.
But the abuse part is probably the most, you know, the one that we have to take, that we shouldn't take, we just have to take it. This can happen to any one of us. You know, it could be racially abused as well. Our team is probably one of the most multicultural team. We have Indians, Nigerians, so we're all over the place around there, which is great, but dealing with aggressive customers, you know, the racism abuse that we do get sometimes, we just take it.
How often does it happen when you face abuse, you know, aggression, racial abuse?
In town, you get like every day. You have to deal with that in town every day. Customers, they tell you to leave their country. You're keeping their job from the people.
What's the worst abuse you got?
People have been spat on before. Like, people spit in your face. The wet floor sign where my friends go whacked to the head because they caught someone robbing. And, it's very tough, you know, but I just think we have to be ready and keep praying not to meet some crazy people.
When you've caught shoplifters in the past...
Oh, yeah.
Like, what's the reaction? Do they be aggressive?
When you do catch someone, you know what you've done. Like, we had a guy here last year, Christmas time, on the watches with his kids. They were robbing with his kids. We're using his kids. And, like, as a father, that was absolutely disgraceful. You get
someone came in with their kids and they were stealing?
Literally, like, you put this... I'm like, dude, really?
Really, indeed. Bringing your kids into shoplift with you. I mean, what hope have those kids got? That was Femi, who manages a sports shop in Dublin. Some of the comments: young people who do this need to be treated as criminals and not the soft touch of the justice system. There needs to be a rethink. More people saying not enough punishment for shoplifting. The Minister for Justice must act. Now, there seems to be a running theme. Everyone you spoke to, Barry, said there are simply not enough consequences for people who shoplift.
Yeah, Pat, look, retailers and shop owners have told me that there is a revolving door when it comes to shoplifting. Someone could be caught shoplifting, say, in the morning, be arrested, yet the same person could be in the same store shoplifting again that afternoon. And retailers believe that's why shoplifting is on the rise, because the perpetrators know that they'll likely get off with just a slap on the wrist. And one retailer told me, Pat, that some people are now more brazen than ever when it comes to shoplifting. People are not even frightened of CCTV cameras in shops. The idea of being photographed and that being sent to Gardaí doesn't seem to bother some people, because they know the Gardaí are not likely to come. And when they do come, they know that they're only going to get a slap in the wrist. So retailers want to see mandatory prison sentences introduced for anyone caught shoplifting more than once, but they also want to see tougher sentencing.
And finally, Barry, you actually spoke to someone who used to shoplift regularly. Do they think that tougher sentencing for shoplifters would work?
So, Pat, yeah, look, I've been speaking to a former addict who used to shoplift regularly to feed their addiction. And they say addiction is a massive part of the problem when it comes to shoplifting. Peter, who is now in recovery for the last 13 months, says if there was more help for people with addiction problems, then there would be a lot less shoplifting. While he also says, in his opinion, throwing people in jail isn't the answer.
Like, I'd go into shops and all, like, and I'd just take a load of drink, you know. Some days you probably have no money, you just go in, and because you're feeding that addiction that you're going through, like, you know. So
what would you have been stealing?
Alcohol. Like, obviously, I'd go in and take bottles of wine or boxes of, like, Bulmers or Budweiser or something, whatever I could get, I'd take.
And how often were you doing this?
It depends. Like, sometimes I'd be out of the head and I'd go in and just take whatever I wanted. As I said, if you have no money, you'd go in and just take what you can.
And was it common, like, say, in the circles you were in at the time, would a lot of people have been doing that?
Yeah, 100%. A lot of people would go in and take what drink they could get.
And how often were you caught, or was there times when you weren't caught?
There was loads of times I wasn't caught, but then there was times I did get caught and charged or being sent to prison over it. For robbing drink, I got 3 months for taking drink.
Because the shop owners I've been speaking to, and they're saying that shoplifters are not being punished, but from your experience, you were?
Yeah, I was definitely punished, yeah.
And did you have many convictions at the time?
Yeah, I have a few, to be honest with you, for all different things. About 2 or 3 for shoplifting, yeah. But altogether, I have about 49 previous convictions for other things. So that's what gets you put into jail, is your previous.
Do you think there's tough enough consequences for people who shoplift?
For me personally, I think people don't care about consequences when you're in that life.
This was fortunately for you, you've changed your life.
Yeah, I'm 13 months clean now. I went to treatment. I got my head together. I've done 9 months residential programme. And now I'm in an aftercare house. I have 11 weeks left.
When you look back at the time when you were shoplifting, like, what do you feel about that? Or are you ashamed, or do you regret it?
Well, obviously, you'd have a bit of regret when you're in addiction. When you come out of addiction and you're thinking back of the things you've done in life, yeah, you would have regrets.
And is it a case that when you're in the right state of mind, it's not something you would even think about doing?
No, definitely not. I wouldn't go into shops just take whatever I want. No.
What's the answer, do you think? Like, some people are saying tougher sentences.
No, I think prison, you don't rehabilitate. You can come out worse when you go to jail. You learn new things in jail, you know. You learn about other things, what to do, how to make money, how to feed your habit or whatever.
A former shoplifter talking to our reporter, Barry White. Barry, you're heading off to Rome.
I am, yeah, Pat. I'm heading tomorrow morning for the Pope's funeral.
Report on the Pope's funeral. Very good. Anyway, Barry White, chief reporter, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.